You don't want to say hi?
Please.
Welcome.
Don't look at me.
Yeah, I was going to give you a turn.
Oh, thanks. Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the Barn for the Latter Day. This is Colleen and Anna, and we have a special, exciting show for you today.
Yes, a first ever.
Yeah. So we actually have a special guest, Reed Clark. Say hi, Reed.
Hey, everyone.
Awesome. Can you hear Reed, everybody? Let us know if you can't. The mics are kind of screwed up here. We also have Natalie, but she's an unspeaking person. But today, she's excited about the shows or something. I don't know what she's doing. Today, we have Reed, like I said, and we're going to have a chit-chat about what's so awesome about the church, yes. Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And he actually served a mission. He was out in the mission field for 2 years.
Where did you go again, Reed?
I had the privilege of going to Baltimore, Maryland on my mission. And I was there for 2 years in the area. I spent some time in Baltimore itself. I spent some time just north of D.C. in Frederick, Maryland. I had a good time. I was able to see a lot, learn a lot, meet a lot of neat people, and change lives as my life was changed as well. It was really neat.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Aren't you going on a mission?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to go on a mission too, but then I don't know, the other day, this is a weird, like, spiritual epiphany, guys. Breaking news. So I've been planning to go on a mission for, I don't know, about a year or something. And I'd set up all the storage, like, situation where all my crap was going to go when I left. And the other day, I was remodeling my dresser, and it came to me that I shouldn't go right now. And I don't know why I shouldn't, but I felt it pretty distinctly. So I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
Well, you have a radio show to do.
Yeah. I've got to stay here for KVRX.
Yes. You have a... It's one of those moments where you're always like, now, why did I think that? And then you kind of, like, question it. And then it could be like, well, maybe I should go, maybe I shouldn't go. But sometimes the purest answer is always the best.
Yeah.
For those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, we have a unique opportunity in our church when we are from anywhere between 19 to 26. We can go if we want for 2 years to serve a mission. And it's wherever the church leaders need us. And we believe that God has a hand in sending us where we need to go. And I believe that God sent me to Baltimore for 2 years. And so it was really neat. And so Colleen and Anna, they're really neat. And I hope they get to serve a mission someday, because this is the best thing I've ever done. So.
Yeah, I think I probably will, because it was more of like what I felt. I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't go now, because I think I was going not so much because I had like a burning like desire in my heart to go, but more like, okay, I'm graduating from college in May, and, you know, missions are good things. Maybe I should do that. And it was more like that versus like a like fiery burning.
And so, feeling like you should go.
Right. Like, I didn't really, but I still was going to, and so I was just kind of confused. And then as soon as I thought, well, maybe I just shouldn't go until I really feel that. And then I felt clear and no stress anymore. It was amazing.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah.
You know what else is a good feeling?
What?
Music. Tonight, the reason that we have, like, a first ever on the show is because one of the bands that we're showcasing tonight, they're called The Arrogance. They're out of California.
California.
The lead guitarist is going to call in tonight, hopefully. And we'll get to talk to him.
So he teaches mutual.
On-air interview. Yeah. That's awesome that he teaches mutual.
His name is Jade McPherson, and that's hot.
Yes.
Okay. He teaches... What else do we know about him? His name's Jade McPherson. He plays
lead guitar
for The Arrogance.
He also writes most of their songs.
Nice.
Which are very nice. Let's actually play one.
Okay.
Right now.
What's the name of this one?
Go to a break. This one's called Cool Shoes.
Cool Shoes.
Cool Shoes.
All right, then. Well, we're having a minor technical issue, but it's playing now, so it was a CDR. Sorry about that, guys. Headphones. I just thought of that.
Do we need them?
To hear him, we do!
Ah, blast!
Hello?
We have him on hold.
Hey.
And he's there, he's waiting. Jade.
Patiently.
McPherson.
Okay, let's figure this out. Jade, if you can hear us.
Yes.
Hang on a second, and we'll figure it out.
Should we go to another song?
Yeah, let's do that. We're going to go to another song for a second, because we don't have headphones, and we don't have a quarter-inch jack, and, yeah. So, Jade, if you're still there, we'll be back with you in just a second, and listeners, hear another song from The Arrogance.
Such a simple thing. Maybe there's just something wrong with me. Something my eyes won't see. Don't worry, baby, I still believe I could be happier and I'd rather be alive. But I'd rather you walk in that door, 'cause I
Drama and a half. Okay, so interesting thing here. We don't have headphones here in the booth for reasons unbeknownst to myself.
Or me.
Thanks, KVRX.
Mm-hmm. Bravo.
We're so professional. All right. Well, anyway, but we are very, very lucky to have Jay McPherson from The Arrogance on the telephone. And since we can't talk to him directly, we are going to just kind of let him talk.
Yes.
So, go ahead, Jabe. Tell us about, I guess, how long you've been doing it, what made you do it, general about your band. Go for it.
Okay. Hello, this is Jade McPherson with The Arrogance. Our singer, Jana, was supposed to call in, too, and maybe she couldn't get through. I don't know what the technology is like in this radio station. But long story short, with Arrogance from California, we started about 7 years ago. There was really no master plan initially. I wrote a song called Lovesick that is on our CD. And went from there. My brother and I started jamming, just kind of messing around with it. And then our good friend Jana, we knew, sung, because we kind of poached her from another band. And so we took her, started the band, started practicing, and evolved from there to the point where the core of the band has always been Jana singing, myself, Jade on guitar, my brother John on either bass or drums, and our brother Jeffrey on keyboards. And we've always kind of floated in other people. There's a guy by the name of Steve Brown who's played bass with us on many, many, many shows, and he actually recorded, produced, engineered, etc., our latest CD, You've Always Known When Best to Say Goodbye. And then a really good friend of ours, Billy Pena, has actually been playing drums for us for the last few years and done the last few live shows and also played everything on the CD. So he's awesome, and he made us sound much, much better. So that's basically us. Like I said, we're going 7 years. Our new CD is our third. We did a couple EPs on Shelf Life Records, which you could download for free on our website, www.arrogance.com. And then we just have the new CD, which is monster long, 23 songs, and we're proud of it. So hopefully you get to hear it, and hopefully you like it.
That's totally awesome. So we found kind of a way that we can hear you. Basically, it just entails me turning off the mic, so you'll be louder in the monitor.
Okay.
So hopefully this will work out. Thank you so much for calling. The lead singer actually just called. I don't know if Anna is going to put her through or not. Is she going to come through? No, she's not. But thank you for calling. Can actually put you back through. So I have one more question for you, if that's okay. My next question is, so something that I deal with on a daily basis, and all of us here, is kind of the kind of people we kind of are, and like in the music industry, I'm like a film student, and being a member of the church. So what do you do to kind of merge those two lives?
As far as merging the two lives, quite honestly, all of us in the band have day jobs and stuff. None of us are the starvy musician type. This is something that we've always done for fun. That's a hobby. It's never anything that we've made money at. Obviously, I said the first two CDs you can download for free. In the latest one, we're charging a whopping $7.50. So it doesn't exactly line your pockets with a lot of cash. So we do this for fun. It's better than golfing or some of the other boring hobbies that I think people have. So that's cool. As far as the band, we've always tried to just make it as accessible as possible, meaning we've always tried to play free shows. All our merch has always been really cheap. All of our CDs have always tried to put cheap, and for us it's just about the music. So we're just trying to get the music out there. If people dig it, that's cool. We just want to make it available. So, but as far as being members of the church and stuff, like we played plenty of shows. We've never had to compromise our standards in any way. I mean, we just, if it's nothing that fits for us, then we just don't do it. We just walk away.
That's totally rad. So our guest, Reed, has a question for you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Did you hear that?
I can't hear it.
Reed asked who your favorite apostle is.
Who my favorite apostle is? I thought you were supposed to pick a favorite. That's really bad. I would say lately I've been really into Henry B. Eyring. He's kind of top of my charts right now, but, you know, that comes and goes.
Nice. Mine's Dallin H. Oakes because he's kind of the hottest, and I know that's really bad and sacrilegious, but it's true.
That's great. What's
your take? All right,
cool. I'm a big
fan of Weekly, too. Thank you so much for calling. We're going to go ahead and let you go, but I really appreciate it. Again, that's Jabe from The Arrogance, and the lead singer, Jada, right?
Jana.
Jana called, and we really, really, really appreciate that. If you guys want to check them out, it's www.arrogance.com. Thank you again, Jabe. Appreciate it. Bye.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
Woo! Well, that was interesting.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, do we have another?
We have another phone call.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go get that.
All right, so I'll talk to Reed. Who's your favorite apostle, Reed?
You know, I really enjoy listening to Elder Hoopdoor, one of the new apostles. He's really has an interesting story.
Yeah.
His family doesn't go back in the church as far as all the other apostles. His grandmother joined the church when he was 3.
Yeah, by Schwester. Have you heard that Sister Eternal or whatever story? Oh, like Elder Uchtdorf, like his family was converted by this woman that he calls Sister Eternal. Mm-hmm. And they actually made a children's book about it, like, and it's illustrated and everything. It's really cool. Yeah. I was just kidding about the hotness of Dallin H. Oakes, by the way, listeners. That's kind of weird, so just letting you know that. But anyhow, we've got about 8 minutes left in the show. We have a couple little promos we got to do right quick, and we'll be right back with a concert giveaway, so stay tuned.
Hey, Smashley.
What's up, Smelliot?
I think I'm finally ready to tell Beatrice how I feel. I just finished writing my love song for her, you know, because I wear my heart on my sleeve. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
Beatrice, my dad is letting me borrow his car this weekend. Would you like to go outside and we can maybe go on a picnic and then I can say that you're my Valentine and you could buy me some chocolate and I could buy you some chocolate too. We'd have so much chocolate, me and you. Beatrice, be my Valentine.
Elliot, Beatrice is never gonna go for that.
Why not?
For starters, you know she hates major chords. Plus, you can't write lyrics for
Beep. Do you have a better idea?
Yeah, I do. Take her to the KVRX Valentine's Benefit at Skate World this Saturday, February 11th. It starts at 10. The Bell Furies, the Red Leaves, and Daniel Francis Doyle are playing. Plus, you can make your move during couple skate.
But I spent all my money on those big gold medallions that say Elliot and Beatrice.
Don't worry. Skate's included.
That is perfect. And it's so cheap, I'll have money left over for some edible panties.
What?
Oh, nothing. See you later. Beatrice, your favorite movie is Dick Tracy. Beatrice, your lips are so tasty. Beatrice, you're like my dog whose name is Gracie. You're always by my side, even when I'm not there. 'Cause your name is Beatrice.
Oh, All right. We're back. Thank you for listening to LaBarum for the Latter Day. This is, by and large, the very most unprofessional show I think we've had. So yeah, thank you for sticking with it.
It was our greatest show.
It was our greatest show.
Oh, this will be funny.
Because Jabe is like, awesome, and he teaches mutual.
If they had a radio, like, blooper reel, man, we would win.
We would totally win. We could be, like, the extra DVDs, like, the DVD special features that you pay so much for, but, like, I never watch them. Never watch them. Like, do you ever watch the special features on DVDs?
Actually, I do.
I never do. And I buy them because it's like extra special features. I buy them. Don't watch them.
Oh, I'm one of those people that goes home and just like watches them. Like even if they're like 13 hours editorials.
What about you, Reed?
I don't buy DVDs.
You don't?
No. I've got a roommate who
downloads them.
No, he doesn't download them. He buys a lot of them and buy them.
You gotta have like a free Blockbuster at your house.
Nice.
Or Netflix. Are you a Netflix person? Does he? Ah, Netflix. All right, so we've got like 3 minutes left in the show.
This is fun.
We should talk about like, okay, Mormon pop culture. Quiz. Here's the quiz for you. Name the Mormon production company that puts out all those cheesy like Singles Ward movies.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Hailstorm Productions.
Oh! You got it! You got it! You're so good.
I know that because you can't, like, skip through the previews on the DVDs. You have to sit there and watch every single intro and every single, like, lightning bolt that comes on. You can't skip through it.
I gotta tell you, have you seen Charlie?
No.
No? Okay, so for the listeners that are like, y'all are on crack, Charlie is this movie about, it's like based on this like Mormon couple, or it's a Mormon guy, and then this girl that he's interested in gets converted. Anyway, it's terrible. She dies. I cry for like an hour every time I watch it. It makes you want to slit your wrists. I mean, really.
Yeah, because he falls in love with her really hard, and then she dies.
Charlie.
Our roommate Kim has the book. And
oh, really?
She cries.
I met the author.
Really?
I was with my grandparents, and he's in their congregation up there. He gave a talk. And
really?
Yeah, my dad's like, that's the guy who wrote Charlie.
Wow.
I would have, like, taken my book and my DVD and be like, sign this, sir.
He's my counselor up there.
Oh, really?
He is.
That's
I'm going
cool.
to that Time Out for Women thing.
Oh, we're doing the crop walk that same day.
I know. That's the only reason I can't go to the crop walk. Kind of irritates me. Y'all should do the crop walk. It's cool. In any case, yeah, and I'm taking all my books by, like, Sherry Dew and, like, Ardeth G. Capp, and I'm going to get them signed. Because I'm super Mormon. All right, well, we have one last thing in the show, and this is probably what all of you non-Mormon people have been waiting for. But we actually have tickets that you can win, guest list passes for a show. And it's going to be Saturday, February 18th, and it's outside of Emo's, and it's Not a Surf, Rogue Wave, and King of France. So it's going to be an awesome, awesome show. I absolutely adore Rogue Wave. So if you want to win those tickets, give us a call in just a little bit. You want to say bye, Anna?
Actually, I would like to thank Jade McPherson for calling in and replying to my emails.
Thank you
He's
so
a cool
much.
Guy. The whole band, love them. You guys should check them out. Arrogance. And
Arrogance.com.
Reed, maybe you want to say bye, even though I didn't really get to hear
you.
Yeah,
we love you, Reed.
That.
Say bye.
Bye. Thanks for having me on the show. It was fun.
Yay.
Thanks for coming.
Again, sorry for all the crazy mishaps, and we'll get those sorted out. So thanks a lot for listening. We'll catch you next week.